This is Bird Note. We won't hear the offbeat song of the bobolink until spring. Bobolinks breed in North America and spend the winter in South America. Like many songbirds, they're classic long-distance migrants. But birds aren't always so predictable in their north-south travels. Migration is actually a mix of behaviors, even among a single species. Savannah sparrows breed in grasslands across Canada and the U.S. Then some fly far south in winter. Some fly not so far, and some basically stay put. This mix of strategies is known as differential migration. Birds of a feather don't always flock together. But some migrants also segregate themselves by sex, with males generally wintering farther north than females. The Savannah sparrows, dark-eyed juncos, and American robins you might see in the north this winter are more likely to be males. Since they tend to be larger, maybe they can more easily handle the harsh winters. Maybe they outmuscle the females and young for access to winter food supplies in the north. Or maybe the males are competing for a head start on spring migration. After all, the farther north he stays in winter, the closer a male will be to snagging the best territory come spring. And perhaps the female, when she arrives. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.